Okay, so we have another piece of Gemara that we'll learn, and we'll see how it will segue into Inyani Purim. And then maybe if there'll be time, we'll do some other Inyani Purim afterwards. So we left off on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, on the point of the Gemara that relates to the, when the Mishnah says, Kama Yehe Be'ir V'Yehe Kan She'ir. The Mishnah talks about the halacha that the people in the city have to all contribute for aspects that enhance the security of the city. And then the Mishnah says, how long do you have to be living in the city in order to be viewed as Anshei Ir, in order that you have to pay for this upkeep in terms of security? That is Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the Mishnah. And then it goes on, if you're kind of a Beistira, then you could already be Chayiv immediately. You're called Anshei Ir. In fact, the Gemara Minhi, Marasikasha, from what we find, Regabe, the din of Ir Nidachas, Hachameres, Hagameres, Hoveres, Mimakom, Lamakom. Rashi explains that we're talking about a caravan. There's Rashi, Shayora, Shel Chamorim, Shel Gemalim, a caravan of donkeys or of camels, and people are coming through, and they pass through, Velana Betocha, they sleep over in the city, Behutcha Imahen, and they, along with everyone else in the city, was persuaded to worship Avodah Zarah. Now, the unique halacha of Ir Nidachas, as opposed to Stam, an individual who's Avodah Zarah, so there are two distinctions. Those who are happen to be doing Daf Yomi, actually comes up here today, I think, in the Daf Tes and Yevamis. So the two distinctions are, number one, that a person who's Avodah Zarah, the Onesh is Skila, as opposed to the Ir Nidachas, where we say hake sake, as Yoshvi Ayir, which is saif, which is really a less severe onesh, but that's what the Torah says, that they get saif. The other halacha is that in the Ir Nidachas, it says, v'eskol shalala, tikbo sotoch rechola, all of the property, all the assets belonging to the people who are over the Zara in the city, it has to be destroyed, you burn it, it's asar bahana, and nobody can benefit from it. And that's true only by Ir Nidachas. If an individual worships the Zara, then his money can be saved and his children can yorish it, l'dori doros. So the question is, these individuals who happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they were persuaded to do a Zara along with everybody else, is their status in terms of the onesh, where they were given hasra and so on, is the status to be the same in terms of the din of the onesh, for the Avera in terms of the money, like those of the city, or not? Says the Mishnah, what is it? It's a Braisa. So, also quoted in Sanhedrin, I see. So, Hein v'skila u'mamonam polat. The halacha is that they are not viewed as being part of the city. Their onesh is skila, like a yachid, and their money is not destroyed like that of the people in the city who worship the Zara. Rashi says, Harir b'skila, kidin sha'yichidin. And so it is, mamon and polat, the money can be salvaged. That's if they're just passing through overnight. Continues the Raisa, v'nishtau sham shloshim yom. If they remain there for 30 days, and then while they're there, they were hudach together with the city, then they are viewed as being part of the city, and the din is, hein b'sayif, then they get the onesh as everybody else does, of saif, and their money gets destroyed because they are viewed as being part of the city. So you see that you're called Anshei Ha'ir, even if it's only 30 days. And our Mishnah says that the din of Anshei Ha'ir is dependent on 12 months. That's the Gemara's Kash. Amar Rav. Rav says there's a distinction between the cases. Lo Kash. Ha Livnei Masa. Ha liyisuve masa. One is regarding b'nei masa, to be called, you could say, anshei ha'ir. That's what we have in our Mishnah. For that, you need Yud Beis Chodesh, to be a ben ha'ir. However, regarding there, the standard is different. It's yisuve masa, to be yoshev ha'ir. Rashi, b'shloshim yom. And where do you see that that's what you need by your nidachas? That's the lashna pasuk. V'ka b'yir nidachas, k'siv yoshvi ha'ir. Yoshvei ha'ir, hake sakes, ka yoshvei ha'ir lefi charev, yoshvei ha'ir. So yoshvei ha'ir is already 30 days. But to be anshei ha'ir, which we have in our Mishnah, that is 12 months. And where do you see that halachic distinction between anshei ha'ir and yoshvei ha'ir? Kedesanya begabi hilchas nedarim. Hamudar hana me anshei ha'ir. Somebody makes a neder, and the language he uses is that I shouldn't get hana from anshei ha'ir. So what is that? What individuals are included in that neder that he can't get enough from them? Anyone who's been there for 12 months is included in this neder that the person said he shouldn't get enough man she'ir. Pachas mikan, mutter. Less than 12 months, that person does not have to, you can get enough from that person because he's not called an anshe ear. If he would say, on the other hand, miyoshve ear, then koshin nishtasham shkoshim yom masalonis mimenu, then it's about 30 days being the cutoff, and then already it's aser, hachos mikan, mutter lanis mimenu. So the Gemara gives the teretz to the kasha, distinction between anshe ear, 12 months, yoshve ear, which is 30 days. Okay, we return to this. Let's see a little bit more in the Gemara. Fact the Gemara further, l'chol mili mi be'inan yud beis chodesh. So you're telling me that Gabe, what we have in our Mishnah, it says yud beis chodesh to be anshe year. Is it true for everything that you need yud beis chodesh? But asanya, we have a braisa that goes through different things, different chiyuvim that are imposed on the people in the city, and it goes through different shiurim for how long you're in the city to be chayivim in those particular contributions. Shloshim yom l'tamchui, shlosh chadashim l'kupa. Rashi just explains here, what's tamchui, what's kupa. So tamchui is what's distributed every day, the soup kitchen, so to speak. Kupa is given money given out each week. So it talks about if you're in the city for 30 days, then you have to pay for tamchui. Shosha chadashim l'kupa. Shisha l'ksus, they had to be able to give people clothing who needed clothing. Tisha l'kvura, to burial expenses, again for the people in the city, to contribute for that fund. It would mean nine months. Shnei Masel Pasi Ha'ir, 12 months for Pasi Ha'ir, which is the security of the city. So meanwhile, the kasha is, Rashi says, L'chol mili mikami hachi. It's mashma that you only have to pay for any expenses that the city is collecting for only at 12 months. Mikami hachi, before that, lo yoev midi and b'nei ha'ir. But what do we have in a braisa? Shloshim yom v'tamchui, which means, kibin she'shah shem shloshim yom, once you're there 30 days, govin heimenu tamchui machalani, that's the food. Kupa is litzdaka. Apparently, tamchui was more of a necessity, so immediately 30 days they make everybody chayav already in tamchui. Kupa is the money that's given every week. That's 30 days. Ksus is for the to give clothing for the year. That's a little bit more. That's, we said, tisha. So we have 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Kvura, likvur, aniyayir, she yitzir, yisera. Whatever seems to be a greater expense, we're not going to impose on a person who's there less time. That seems to be the point in Rashi. So whatever has more cost involved, the person has to be there longer in the city that before we obligate him. So matzikasha. So our Mishnah says 12 months. Sounds like that's the shiur for everything. And here you see it. Different things have different shiurim. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Asiyah Rav Yochanan, no. Kitna nami masnisin shnei masachodesh lepasi ha'ir tnan. We're not contradicting the Braisa. The Mishnah is saying Shnei Masachodesh specifically for what we have in the Mishnah. As mentioned, the Achoma Dosaim Ubriach, that's called Pasya Ir, that means the security of the city. Therefore, the Mishnah says 12 months. In Achnami, there are other things that at earlier stages, if you're in the city for a lesser amount of time, be it 3 months, either a month for Tamchoy, 3 months Kupa, 6 months Ksus, 9 months kvura, all that is not a contradiction. But the Mishnah is discussing specifically Pasya Ir, so therefore it's not a contradiction. Avi.
I'm just going to ask, do all these timelines also apply for them receiving, let's say?
That's a good question. It's a good question. We'll mention this in a few minutes. We'll discuss Mos Chitim. So it also gets mentioned by the Mordechai and the Ramah, and I believe it's discussed in terms of being on the receiving end as well. It's a shayla that is discussed in the poskim. Okay, so now we have that Gemara as far as working out the Mishnah Shnei Masachodesh. That's called Anshe Ha'ir, and that is regarding specifically Pasi Ha'ir. Let's see a few more lines in the Gemara. Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, a following halacha, Hakol Pasi Ha'ir. Here we go back to some of the points that we had earlier in the Gemara. Gabi collecting from Yisomim, collecting from Chachamim. Hakol Pasi Ha'ir, afilu miyasmi. So then when we collect for Chomas Ha'ir, for example, the security, even Yisomim, have to contribute. This is considered their hana, as we'll soon see, that's the criteria. So therefore, that gets imposed on Yisom as well. But, and this is already the last, another mention of what we saw several times earlier, back on Zayin on the Beis, Abu Rabbanan, Lo Tzvichin Neti Rusa. The Chachamim, Tamil Chacham, do not have to pay for security of the city costs because they don't need Shmira. The Torah, the Lashon HaRambam, we said, in Cheshchenim, the Torah is mishamer them, so there again, whoever that fits that criteria of Rabbanan, would speak in the Tirusa, Klala de Milsa. The rule is, Kalmilsa, the Iskihu Hana Mine, Afilu Miyasmi. Anything that the hana that's received is even taken from Yisomim, and therefore a security issue such as a choma and so on is even miyasmi. And we have now an example of this. Rabba, Rama, Tzedakah, Ayasmi. So what does it mean? Pause for a second. What does it mean? Kol milsa d'isli hanamine. What would be excluded? For example, what would not be for Yisomim to pay for? What?
Tzedakah.
That was like we had kupa, tamkoi, things like that. So says the Ramban. The Ramban here. Nira liga afuke tzedakah. This statement. That's his girsa. We have hanamine, but it's the same idea. The bottom line is we're excluding something. So the security, that's a hanamine, that's netirusa begave, they need the shmira too. So you sell them and pay for that. But what is not included? Lafuke staka. What else is excluded? The Ramban goes on, this we'll see soon in the Rif. Lafuke hadesani kofim b'nei ha'ir, zeh, lubinos lebez ha'kneses, look at the Sefer Torah, Nevi Maksubim, there's halachas that you force the people in the city to contribute to buy Tanakhs, scrolls, to lay in shul, and to build a shul. That would not be expected of the Yisomim. There's a machokes, however, the Ramban goes on, what about taxes? We had also discussed earlier in the Amid issue of Nisim and taxes. We'll see this more in the Rush as well. Do Yisomim have to pay for Minei Misim Barnonios? So the Ramban thinks yes, and the Rimagashi quote says no. That's not clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says Nitirusa yes, or Hanamine yes. The Shaila's had even taxes. This is where that Rush comes in that we spoke at yesterday. If you view taxes as also in the same vein as what? Shmira, because the fact that they're watching us is because they know they'll get Jews paying their taxes, so that's why they give us Shmira. That's why they go to patrols around the synagogues and so on, because they're getting taxes from the Jews. So it's all about Shmira. So this all goes into the same halacha of the Tirusa of Hanamina. But if you don't view taxes as directly an idea related to Shmira, then maybe you go with the other Shita. Then you would say that you wouldn't pay taxes. Ramban brings a machokis on this point. Then one more line of Gemara we'll read. The Gemara says the following. Rabba Rama Tzedakah Ayasmi Debe Bar Miryon. Rabba imposed the Chiyuv Tzedakah on the Yisomim of the family of Bar Miryon. Amalei Abaye V'hatani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda imposed in Tzedakah on the Yisomim of Afilu Pidyon Shvuyim. We have a braisa quote of Shmuel Bar Yehuda that we don't impose Chiyuv Tzedakah on Yisomim, even such a great Indian, which Gemara is going to go on, Talmud Beis, discussing that this is considered a mitzvah rabbah, and we said this already earlier with the sugya of Beis HaKnesses, mitzvah rabbah, pidyon shvuyim. So even pidyon shvuyim, which is something very chashuv, we don't impose on Yisomim. So how can you impose a chiyuv tzedakah on this family of Yisomim? And the answer is, Amalei ana le'achshuvinu ko'avidna. I did it in order to make them feel chashuv. In other words, so that's cool, they're giving them hana. Just like we said, anything that gives them hana, they feel like they're, to be able to give for such a thing is make them feel good. And therefore, that would be okay. Did I skip something? Maybe I skipped a bit. Amar Papa Lashura, I think I skipped a few words before. Now, Amar Papa Lashura, Lepasha, Tarzina, feel miyasmi. Yeah. Rashi explains what those words mean. Leshura means choma, utikin choma, parsha, perish, aluch, fibra, se'ir, leshomer, it's like a roving shomrin patrol, right? Leida mahitzvicha, or to see what else is necessary. So basically, it was all kind of keeping, making sure everything is safe in the city. Tazina, shomer, klizayin, shobnei ha'ir, the one who's guarding the weapons, the yoshib, b'vayis, yitzilashar. Again, it's all related to security. So that would be even from Yisomim. What does the Rush say in this? Take a look, let's open the Rush together. Okay, so in Chav Zayin, it just basically brings the Gemara, the Shaka V'Tarya Gabe, Yoshve Ya'ir, Pasi Ya'ir, no, that's, I'm sorry, Kami Ya'ir, Uchom the Kasha from Tamchui. Right, the Gemara gives the Teretz, the Mishnah is Pasi Ya'ir, the Shamina, the Kohanim, the Chiyuvim, Afkina Minei, Dumid Pasi Ya'ir. We'll get to this in the Rif in a minute. Then we have Mudah Hana, that halacha, and then Amar Avasi, Akol Pasi, Afil Miyasmi, Abon Tzichni Rusa, Amar Papa, Lashura, Parja, Afil Miyasmi, Kol Denosa, Kol Milsa, De Isle, Netirusa, Liyasmi, that's his Gersa, Ramin Nalayu, Kosavri Magash, Kigol Mini Peronios, that's called Netirusa. What's Mini Peronios? To protect from, what does he mean, Mini Peronios? What do you think? What do you think it means? Avarnunios loma mina yasmi. Avarnunios are taxes. The Yerali, the Komini Misim, this is that rush that we have yesterday. Komini Misim, Midid, and Tirusin, and it's all in Tirusa. Kiema Shamasana ben Akum, Kimato Elas Yech, Kisas Akum, Banu Shamrenu, Shuhanash, and the Osimes, Yisrael, Lufme, and Mismanonios. And then the other Gemara. Okay, a question from Gabi Yasmi, and then we'll go back to the other point of Gabi Yernidachas and the Chilk of Yoshvi and Sheir. So this point, the Gemara makes about Yasmi. The question is, how do you relate this Gemara to what we find in the Gemara Gittin as well, Gabi Tzedakah Miyasmi? Now our Gemara, the Ptur from Yesomim, from paying Tzedakah, is because we don't impose this type of a Chiyuv on Yesomim, only what is related to the Tirusa. That's considered direct Hana. But to make them pay for the face, for the tamchoi, for whatever, the kupa, for the staka, that's not going to be imposed on Yisomim. That's what you see in Gemara Daf Ches and Bava Basra, right? You look in Gittin and Beis. Sounds like the basis of not imposing tzedakah on Yisomim is something else. What does it say over there? That you only make the Yisomim pay for something that yesh lo kitzvah. If you never know when it's going to end, you're going to deplete all their resources. So therefore, that's not imposed on Yisomim. That would suggest if it's Yeshua Kitzvah, maybe yes. But Chora Agamar is a different issue. Agamar says you don't impose, except with the exception of the Gemara, Lachshavinu Karvidna, right? What are these two Gemaras? Two different Gemaras talking about Tzedakah from Yisomim. Our Gemara works at it in terms of it's not part of what we impose on Yisomim. It's only a machokis about taxes, okay. But as far as Paseir, for sure, yes. And tzedakah is not included. Lafuket tzedakah. And here in Gemara Gittin, it talks about something else. The Rashi explains there. Kod av sheyesh lo kitzvah. The ain poskan alei in tzedakah, and that's because it's in lo kitzvah. Rashi says over there, Dibra Maschet Tzedakah, Tzedakah ain't lo kitzvah, da kol shaita kam yaniyem, nimtzim nechsem kolim. So we don't want to have the Yisomim lose all their money, because Tzedakah is always going to constantly be an ongoing chiyuv, and therefore we don't impose on Yisomim. So what's the pshat? How do we relate the two sugis? So let's step back for a second. Look in the Rif. The Rush quotes this as well. It's a part that we didn't read in the Rush. The Rif makes the following observation based on what we just quoted in our Gemara about Tamchoi and Kupa and Ksus and Kvura. So, take a look where he, I don't know what Susadaf you're looking at, but it's the riff here. Kamei be'ir, ureminu, shloshim yom ukupa, shloshim chadashim utamchoi. His girsa, by the way, if you noticed, is the opposite of Argamar. Argamar, the girsa was what? Shloshim yom was what for? Tamchoi. And it was 30 days, and 3 months was for kupa. That's our girsa. The riff had a different girsa. He had 30 days for kupa. You have to know, Rashi's mash, but the difference has to be, the more the expenses are, the longer you have to be in the city to be part of having to pay that. So I don't know if that's what it depends on here, if there's some other svar that the Rif is going with. But you have to know, maybe the Mefarshim talk about him in Stamma, but why does he say 30 days kupa, 3 months tamchoi, continues from that, 6 months luxus, that's consistent with Agamara's girsa, tisha l'kfura, shnima sa pasi'ir, amav asi, amav yochanan, the teretz is, kitna nami masisun pasi'ir tna. says the Rif the following comment. He's extrapolating a halacha. So what is we have here? That we have all these different chiyuvim, and we have Paseir being 12 months, and the other things being whatever they may be. The Shaminan Mina, the Kohani Mili, chiyuvim ninu, umafkina minayu bal korchan, dume de Paseir. So the Rif makes an equation. Paseir is a chiyuv that we impose. Everyone has to pay for security. Everyone's mechuyev to give. Says the Rif, so it is with all these things. All these things means what? Kupa tamchoi, and so on. So, question is as follows. We didn't learn Amid Beis. You'll learn it. You learned Bekiyas. You learn on your own. The sugis of Stuck are going to come up, obviously, starting here in Amid Beis, onto Daf Tes. Beautiful Gemaras. Kedai to learn it. One thing we should mention from Amid Beis, just to a little bit of a tease, you learn ahead on your own. So the Gemara talks about Kfiyah on Stakam, the first Nigma in Chesam Ebeis. Achpi Eger Rav Nassan, Tosis discusses exactly the nature, why you can be kofa, but that's clear. You can be kofa al Stakam. Right? You can do Kfiyah, you can force a person to give Stakam. Kihada, you see the third wide line. Kihada Rabba Achpe Rav Nassim Barami Vishakam in Ab Meir Zuzi Litzdaka. Tosus discusses how is it you can be kofa Litzdaka, but it's clear in the Gemara that Tzdaka is one of those things you're kofa. So what does the Rif need to make a whole Shamina Mina? He has to derive from our Gemara, just as you see Paseir, that you're kofa for people to pay for the security of the city, so too you're kofa for all these things. But of course, tzedakah is part of Amid Beis. Your kofel at tzedakah, we know that already. A similar question. The Ramah brings in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Samach Gimel, which is the simon that discusses Dvaram Shebnei Ha'ir Kofen Zezeh. That's the heading of simon Kuf Samach Gimel in Choshen Mishpat. Right after the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, this is Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Kofen b'nei ha'ir ze'ezef, livin as as chomad l'sayim uvriach l'ir, livin as l'em beis ha'knesses, livin as sefer Torah, divim ha'ksuvim, k'dei sh'yikr behem, says the Ramah Haga, v'hu adin l'chot sarche ha'ir. The kofin b'nei ha'ir zeh zeh lehachnis orchim. Listen to this. Everyone is forced to be machnis orchim. Ugechalik lehem staka, and to give staka to those poor people. V'litin betoch kistyot staka, based on a Mordechai and Shuas Maimonis. If you look in the Gra on the words of the Ramah, kofin b'nei ha'ir bava bas v'ches amid aleph shloshim yom v'tamchoy v'ayin sham b'rash. The Rashi, I believe, quotes the same riff, that Shamina Mina, that were kofen. And the question is, kofen al tzedakah. So we have two questions. Yep. Question number one is, Gabi Yisomim, you have Gittin, Daf Nun Beis, that seems to say that it's based on Engel Kitzvah, and here it's, and that's why you don't give the Chiyuv Tzedakah, impose a Chiyuv Tzedakah on Yisomim. And here we're talking about, because it's not part of what we impose in terms of Chiyuv Tzedakah. And here we have another question. Why is the Rif learning out that we're kofeh for collecting for these tzedakah needs based on the fact that we see over here it's similar to Paseir that we're kofeh for 12 months. Here it's less, but it's kofin. And we know in general kofeh now it's tzedakah. So what's the yisod? The chur, there's two different issues here. We have to define them as distinct from each other. When we talk about kofin al tzedakah in Amid Beis in Baba Basra, and Tosas discussed how come kofin al tzedakah, is it matan tzchara b'tzida, and so on, that's because we're discussing the inyan of kfiyah al hamitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, and we have a right to be kofin person to do mitzvahs. That's the discussion on Amid Beis. There's an ani here in need. You have a mitzvah to give staka. We'll force you to give staka. is another halach. And that's what we have here with Kupa Tamchoy and what the Rif is trying to extrapolate from Pasir Ir. And that is, this is why I gave you the Rambam and Matnas Saniyim. In the same way that there's Tzorche Ha'ir of security, Chom Abriach and so on, we can quote Tzorche Ha'ir that there should be a fund for, available to give charity, to give to people when they need it, when they come up. We're not talking about an ani standing right in front of us, then you have a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. We're talking about having a fund, a communal fund for tzedakah. Same way as a communal, we have to raise funds for Choma to Hasayim Ubriach. We have to have, the city has to have a basic nesis. The city has to have Tornadim Ksuvim, Tulein Fund. The city has to have a fund for Tamchut, for Kupa, and so on, for Kfura, for Ksus. That's the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam discusses Perektes, Kol Ir Sheyesh Ba Yisrael, Chayavim Lahamid Mem Gabay Tzedakah, and they do their thing, they collect regularly, and they distribute regularly, again, each thing has its own timeline. The Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Me'olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu, v'kahal mi Yisrael, she'en lehem kupa shel tzedakah. Tamchoy says not necessarily, but there is an inyan that you have communal funds. So I think it's two different sugyas. The sugya of kofen ala tzedaka is specifically to do the mitzvah, kofen ala mitzvahs. Our discussion, what the Rif is trying to say, is we're not talking about holding by doing a mitzvah right now. It's be able to contribute to the communal fund that's going to be used to distribute the tzedaka when the time arrives at the right time. And I think that's the answer to the first kasha of Yisomim. If you look in the sugi and Gittin, look carefully at the context where that Gemara appears, Daf Nun Beis and Gittin. We're talking about taking funds of the Yisomim in order for them to perform mitzvahs. So you can take their money in order that there should be Mekayim Dalad Minim. Talks about a lulav there. Osin Lam Lulav Arava, V'sukkah, V'tzitzis. But it has to be kol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah. For these mitzvahs that you want Yisomim to fulfill, you take their funds and you use it to purchase the mitzvah articles so that they can fulfill mitzvahs. And it's including shofar and so on. But then, ein post gonna lay in staka, the ein post in shvuyin, v'lo kol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, meaning to say, staka from the perspective of mitzvah staka. That because English davar sof, you never know it. There's going to be another money that's going to come tomorrow, another money that's going to come tomorrow. So davar she'eino kitzva, that's where you don't take their money in order to have them do these mitzvahs. That's the sugya Gittin and Beis. Our Gemara is discussing a different issue. Contributing to the city's funds for tzedakah, for kupa, for tamchut. That's a different halacha. That we're saying that also they're parted from. Because that's a code that they have enough from that. Only things that they have enough from are what they have to pay for. The chur, it's important to see. The chur, two different aspects of the same inyan that converge, but they're not really the same. One is kfiyah latzdaka for the mitzvah staka, and that's specifically when you have an ani here, for example. And that's where you have the tour mitzad by yisom because it's engel kitzvah. And then you have the other halacha is that you contribute for what the city needs to have, the funds for different things available for them, and that's where you impose on the Yisomim only what is considered to be necessary to benefit them, such as the security of the city, but not for tzedakah. And taxes, we said, is machokas. Okay, this is one inyan to bring in. Okay, fine, question. No, any other questions? Yeah, Brock, no, go.
One question was, could we address the other question? Let me just go through the
I think
other.
I answered both questions. In other words...
Why
does a rif need to bring a raya that you can collect, you can be kofet to collect, everyone should collect the money for tzedakah? We know from Chesem Beis that you kofet al tzedakah.
We don't know because it's a different
That's a different issue. That's kofet al tzedakah. It's a mitzvah tzedakah, my nafka minaf. That's only here. You want to do the mitzvah, of course you do the mitzvah. I was talking about no one needs me. There's no one need here right now. But the city has to do a collection in order to have the fund to give taniyim at the time when they want to distribute it. Do you have to contribute to that communal fund? That's what the Rif is learning out. That with kofa on that, just like with kofa on Pasir Ir. Again, and the shurim are what they are for each particular need. Okay, I want to go back, and this is going to segue to Nyani Purim. to the early part of Gemara. Yes. Go.
Another point that I thought could be helpful is that we also know that in Rav Asher it comes up that they're talking about where I know I spoke about this Kofin Asachi Amorot, honey, that Gemara says that
he spoke Ben Shabbos.
That one of the things that Gemara says there is that we can be Kofin also there by what's it called? By get, because it's a mitzvah of the kaim d'rechachamim. So you see that this idea already exists in the Gemara that we could be kofa, if there's a mitzvah to do so. So maybe that's what we're saying along the lines of what we're saying now.
There's a din of kfiyah mitzvah, that's for sure. That's
but we wouldn't have known if it's not a mitzvah. That's good for what we're saying now.
Let me mention one more thing actually before we go to the early part of the Gemara. Mos chitin. We're holding Purim and then Shloshim Yom Lifnei Pesach. So this comes up also for these Inyanim. There was an old time minhag. We just use it. We don't quite do it quite the same exact way, but the principle and the spirit of it, we continue obviously observing. But there was Kehilas took it very seriously. They collected specific campaign Ma'os Chit, that people should have the needs that they need for the Starim and so on. So the Mordechai mentions over here in connection to Agamara, among other things, he mentions what's the shear to being in the city, and this is quoted by the Ramban beginning at Hilchos Pesach. If you look in the Mordechai, it's Ostaf Ayin Zayin in the Mordechai in the back, in the Bali Tosus, of course. So, how do you view Mos Chitim? Is it like Tamchoi Kupa, or is it like Misim, taxes? How long do you have to be in the city to have to pay Mos Chitim and maybe to receive Mos Chitim? So in the middle of it, he brings a Yerushalmi like this. Bring the Yerushalmi here in Baba Basra. La'achal amid yom harir kan she'ir, l'kupa, la'ach avav chadashim, l'ksus, la'ach ha'shneim asa chadashim. Now he says exactly what you asked me before. Who was asking? Does it mean receiving or giving? Who was asking that question? So take a look in the Lashon of the Mordechai from the Yerushalmi. Chiti de Pesach bein lisa v'litein shnei masach adashim. Pirush. Bein litin mishalo chitin when yair, bein lisa mishalehen imanihu. So we wave that the Mordechai quotes from the Yerushalmi, the Yud Beis Chodesh is a function of both in order to have to contribute to Mos Chitim and in order to receive. Anyway, he has more on this, but just again, a marah makom to you if you start learning Hilchos Pesach in a day or so. So the first siman. Yeah, I know you're doing the issue from Chelk Aleph, but this is Chelk Hey. Second, so the first siman is Tav Chav Tes coming up in 2 weeks or so. Einoflin al pneim chol chodesh Nisan, says the Mechaber, Sholin v'Hilchos Pesach kodem v'Tzrach Hashkoshim Yom. That's the Mechaber, the first Rav Man Hilchos Pesach. Hagah u'minhag liknos chitim, to buy chitim l'chakon raniyim, they would make their own, I guess, from the chitim, l'tzorech Pesach, the kol mi shedar bi'ir. How long? Yud Beis Chodesh, Sarach Litein Lazeh. That's the Lashon Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah comments, the Imanu Roim Shenichnas Be'ir Aldas Lishtakeh Hashem, he's clearly going to be living here, La'alter Chayiv. Then he brings the Din Zed Yud Beis Chodesh, Shaykh Gam La'ani, that not just the giver, but the receiver. She'az Chayav Litein Lo Kishar Ni'ayir. Din Daito Lishtakeh, if he's going to be here for good, then la'alter chayav mlitin lo. Then he goes on, because la'achronim b'shem asmat, ha'idna nogim b'chot stokas b'ingin b'alibata b'ingin haniyim b'shloshim yom. Interesting. The Maramah brings, like the Mordechai Yud Beis Chodesh, and he brings another Maramokam that it should be from shloshim yom. So interesting how these inyanim that we're learning here, they find expression in a lot of different places within Shulchan Aruch. Yeah,
I was
going to
say, in terms of receiving, you talking about haniyim,
so the Nagin Avram brings in that Ramah that matches for sure you have to give him even if he's less than that amount of time. But this is Mos Chitim. It's like a special Indian to give Mos Chitim. Oh, that what? To get, to receive?
I don't remember where it is. I don't know. I just came to
that if the receiving could be left.
There's a somewhere that says that even if you're not poor, but you're traveling, and then you have to find yourself in the city, so you take from the
my surani or whatever, yeah.
And you don't even have to pay back. You pay that money.
Uh-huh.
So it seems like for a receiver, it's more of an immediate necessity.
Okay. But he's saying, the Marachai calls Yerushalmi thing goes in both directions. You have his Chodesh. So then again, apparently there are Machokis in about this. Yes, Moshe Shalom. Yeah.
So in general then, once one is live and towards all these things, then is it retroactive that they have to pay for all the months they've already lived there? Once they've reached Yerushalmi's Chodesh?
Doesn't seem that way.
No?
No, it's only, if you know, you have indications he's going to stay Chayv immediately, but otherwise he's not considered a resident the Anshei Ha'ir until that point comes, and going forward it's not going to be retroactive. But no, I don't think anyone is suggesting it's retroactive. It doesn't sound that way. It's only if there's some indication kana bebestira, or if you know, I guess in those days it wasn't, people were more transient, but Lamaisa, since he always, you don't know, he wasn't sure, and you can't really say he's locked in, so he's not looking until he actually is there that long.
I'm just on the same thing. It seems like we're saying, like, we can only be mechayvim, but let's say I know in my head that I'm going to be staying there for, so like I could just avoid paying for
Mustama.
I'm not.
Maybe there's an Indian, if you know you're staying, if you know, maybe you can tell people, and if you tell people, then it's considered, I don't know.
Because it seems like a lot of times, I mean, I guess we're saying maybe it's like the back then it wasn't so posh that you'd be doing
it. Anshe'ir, you'd be chodesh. Yeah. Now, let's go back to the Gemara's distinction that, again, is made between Anshei Ha'ir being what? Anshei Ha'ir, Yud Beis Chodesh. And what we find by Yoni Dachas, where 30 days is suffices that they should have the same halachas as the rest of the city that were Hudach. So that would be what? 30 days. Why? Because here the Lashon HaPasuk is Yoshve. Okay, so there is a Gemara Megillah, and there's a very interesting Kasha, the Turi Evan. Who's the Turi Evan, everybody? Shagas Aryeh wrote a number of his Chidushim and various Sechtes in Moed, Turi Evan. Very famous Kasha Turi Evan. He does not answer it, and then a lot of people like to be mefalpel with this Kasha, and it's very interesting in Minyan Diyoma. So, what do you have in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yotes Amid Aleph? The following in you. Ben Ir, Shalach Krach. We know that those who are in a unwalled city have a chiyuv to read the Megillah on Yudalit of Adar, and those who come from a city that's Mukav Choma, it's Tezvav. That's Shushan Purim, right? Let's say, this is one of the most toughest sugyas, you should know, in Megillah and in Yoni Purim, this sugya right here. Many different shittas and a very intricate inyan. Kedai to learn the Iyun at some point, you know, for a good couple of days with the Rishonim through the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of shittas. But we're just going to do it, you can say, very much superficially, just for purposes of one kasha from one line of Gemara, but we have to have a little bit of background. So what do we have here? The inyan is as follows. What's kaveya when a person is considered to be a ben ir versus a ben krach? Krach means in the city that had a wall. His chiyuv is tezvav. What's kaveya? So if you have somebody who goes from one to the other, ben ir shalach l'krach, ben krach shalach l'ir. So if you have someone who goes from one to the other, he should be getting a dalit, but he finds himself in the krach. Or vice versa, he's from a city that has to read on a krach, a big city has to read on tezvav. He finds himself in the city. If he's going to go back to where he came from, kori kim komo, he reads according to the day that where he came from. Imrav kori imayan. Otherwise, he reads with the people where he is now. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Rava qualifies. Amar Rava. Now let's read it the way Rashi reads it. Lo shanu. Rashi learns as follows. Lo shanu is going on the second case that the Mishnah mentions. What's the second case? Ben Krach Shalach Le'ir. So this guy should be reading on Tezvav. He finds himself in the city, in a city that reads on Yudalit. The Mishnah's words are that if he's going to go back to where he came from, then he's going to read on Tezvav. Says Rava, wait a second. Lo shanu el sha'asad la'asad b'le'er le'yudalit. This is true only if he's going to go back to the city that has a wall at some point during the night of Yudalit. But so he's not going to go back during the night. In other words, it's going to come daybreak on Yudalit, on Purim morning, and they'll still find themselves where in the ear, in the city of Yudalit. So now it's the Yom of Yudalit, he still finds himself in the city. He might go back 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the halacha? Kore iman. If he's going to stay through the morning, he has to read on Yudalit. That means if he knows he's going to stay through the morning, he'll read the night of Yudalit, and again the morning of Yudalit, and that's his chiv. This is Rava. Rashi explains, we're in Rashi. He reads like the place he came from. That's the basic halacha to be called day. But he is ready yom. If before it's daybreak, that's when he doesn't read like the people where he is. Which would be nogia, which kriya would that mean? It would be in the kriya of the night of Purim, because that he's still there. But he knows he's leaving at 5 in the morning, and Alos HaShachar is at, let's say, 6 in the morning. So therefore, does he have to be in shul to hear the Megillah Aleil Yadalit? No, because he's going to leave before the Yom. Ho, b'yom lo yesham, ein zafil prizman yom, we'll see that in the Gemara and say. Therefore, he's not locked in to be called a ben of Yadalit. This is, by the way, one of the rais for the share we give on Shabbos, that the Ikar kriya is which kriya of the day? Because otherwise, if they say the kriya of the night is equal weight, then why aren't you saying that that should be koveya? They should be locked in to be like your Yudalit. He's already there at night of Purim. The answer is we don't look at that determining kriya that's koveya for him to be called if he's from the shach to the city or to the krach is where he is in the morning. What's this based on? Amar Rav Na Minala. How do I know this halacha? Because the pasuk says as follows in Megillas Es, the chsiv. Al Kain, Hayudim HaPrazim, what's Prazim means? The city that are without a wall, open walls. Oriya Prazi, it's from Chumash already, this word Prazi. Yehudim HaPrazim, Hayoshim Oriya Prazim. The Yehudim that are of the cities that are unwalled, who are dwelling in the unwalled cities. Something redundant in this expression, in this sentence. Mechdi, Siv, Hayudim HaPrazim, the Jews who are of the unwalled cities. Why do they have to say further? Who are dwelling in these cities that are unwalled? The answer is Hakamashmalan, the Pruz ben Yomo Nikra Pruz. That if a person is a Pruz ben Yomo, he's in the city, the unwalled city, even for the day, that qualifies him as being Shayach to be called, he's already considered to be belonging to the city of the unwalled city. He's only there for the day. But that's why it says twice. Yudim HaPrazim, and then again, Yoshim HaPrazos, even if you're Yoshim HaPrazos, even for one day, you're considered to be Shayach. The Gemara goes on, the same halacha will be Gavi Mukaf, and that's a point to Rashi in a situation. It'll be the other way around, where he finds himself on Tezvav, in the Mukaf, that would be according to Rashi. But meanwhile, we have the Yisod, Pruz Ben Yomo Nikra Pruz. What does Rashi say on this? No Rashi. Right? But we read the Gemara. So what's the kasha of the Turiyah? You got to ask from Megillah Yates to Baba Basra Daf Ches. It's also Sanhedrin, same sugya. What do we have in our Gemara? That in order to be called Yoshev, right? Anshei Yair versus Yoshev Yair. Yoshev Yair is not 12 months, it's 30 days. And here we say that you're called Yoshev Yair Prazos at one day. That's the kasha of the Turiyah. Turiyah does not answer the kasha. Small piece. Koshali Adarabba. Hayoshim Bioria Prozos. La Pruz Ben Yomo Mashma. It's not Pruz Ben Yomo. Kedamin Babasra Pekam de Babasra. It brings our sugya. In the Stau Sham Ramad Yom, first time, I'm from the Yeshivas Masa Lo Miki Pakas Miramad Yom. Gabi Eni Dachas, Yoshvia Irksiv. And he brings the sugya, the Gemara, the Brysa, Mudhana Meanshia year, 12 months. Yoshvia year, Ramad Yom. Im Kenhochinami, Fekted Turi Evan. Neima Hayoshim Barya Prazos means Kanishtar Sham Ramid Yom Vafka Mashma, Vlopruz Ben Yomo. Mashmachik Sam Yoshim Barya Prazos. The Yoshim Sham Ramid Yom, Nikri Yoshim Barya Pruz. Okay. That's the cash. I told you to look at Mephatis Yosh Drashen in the back. He's the son of the Rashash. He was very well known in Europe. Those who ever know a little bit about the history of the Strashen Library, which was huge. It was the biggest collection of Svarim in Lita. The greatest Gaonim used to use that library. There's a whole book about that library. That's from Matthew Strashen. But what he quotes as a teretz is really given before him. So let me give it to you from the original marker where that teretz comes up, and then you can read inside how he says it. But the teretz is given in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It reads in the Chiddushim in Megillah too. I didn't check, but Tshuva Kuv Tzadi Dalet in Or HaChaim. And this kasha was asked of him by a man by the name of Chaim Baruch, who was, I think he was on a shlichus in Eretz Yisrael, because he seemed the way he talks to him about Eretz Yisrael afterwards. So Yom Gimel Tes Adar, so it was a little before Purim. Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet Lamed, you have to do the math here. Tav Kuf is 1740, right? Then you have to add another 104 years to that. So that means, no, 18. I don't know if that makes sense. Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet Lamed, yeah? So Chassam Sefer was Nifter in what year? In 1840, I thought. I don't know. Chaim b'chayav yirei olamo. Baruch hu, baruch tamo. His name was Baruch. Yehi Hashem el kavimo. It's always nice to see how they write to each other. V'yarei wat oso v'esnaveyu b'yomo. Harei ochachem akoylo harav hamuvak. People put it, we can take a little bit here. Chaim baruch tzir neman l'sholchav. V'may debadek lan mar b'peg beiz de Megillah. D'amina ben ir sholch l'krach v'yafinan. Drasha puz ben yomo kori puz v'kashelei. He quotes it not from Babak Basra Davches, he quotes it from Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Beis. The same Shaka Vatari in the Gemara. The Kasha from Irani Dachas to the Mishnah, Mishnah here of Yud Beis Chodesh. It's the same Gemara. Gabian Shini Dachas, Yoshvim Shloshim Yom, Masikim Yud Beis Chodesh, Nikbine Ayir, Shloshim Yom, Nikon Yoshvi Ayir. Vachi Kaimu Anami, the Perkamet of Babak Basra, Yim Nisim Barnonios. That he has to be the Yud Beis Chodesh. To get to a further chiddush, a pruz ben yomo, says the Chasam Sofer three words about this kasha. The kusha alimtahi. He likes the kasha. It's a strong kasha. Udvar mayar eni Hashem from Parshas Balak. Also adaber. You're not familiar with the language. Kiniru li, and here's his terence, and this is what Matresh Drashen brings as well. L'chalek bein, look at the difference in the language, semantics. What does it say about Yoni Dachas? What word does it say? Yoshvei. Yoshvei ha'ir. Yoshvei ha'ir is what? Not Yubis Chodesh, that Anshe ha'ir is Yubis Chodesh. Yoshvei ha'ir is what? Very good. That's the Lashon by Yoni Dachas. What's the Lashon in the Megillas Esther? Listen carefully. Alkein hayudim haprazim hayoshvim hayoshvim be'orei haprazos. Doesn't say yoshvei haprazos. Hayoshvim be'orei haprazos.
They have
to be said. Nirali l'chalek ben yoshvei ha'ir u'ben yoshev be'ir. Give him a chance. Let's see it. Ki yoshev be'ir. See, what's Yoshvei Ha'ir? A one who's a dweller of the city. So what's called you're a settler. I mean it in a positive sense. Not in the way the world sometimes uses the word. You're a settler, meaning you're there 30 days. That's on the Gavra. Not on the Pu'ula. This Ansheir, this Yoshvei Ha'ir. Ansheir, how much? 12 months. Yoshvei Ha'ir? Yoshev Ha'ir is on the Gavra. The Gavra is a Yoshev Ha'ir. He's a settler 30 days. What's the difference here? We're not talking about the Gavra. We're talking about the Pu'ula. You are Yoshev Bi'. Hayoshvim Bi'. Ki Yoshev Bi'ir nema a Pu'ulas Hayeshiva B'tocha. The Pu'ulas Hayeshiva. A few Yoshev B'tocha Ben Yomo. You happen to be there. You're there Ben Yomo. Nikol Yoshev B'tocha. Says the Chasam Sofer, let's say you go out for a short time. So are you still considered Yoshev Bi'? Yoshev Bi' is only, it's limited. It's, you can be there even for a day, but you have to be there. You have to be there. If you leave, even Lisha, for Baka Pulaso, Mashaikin Yoshev Ha'ir, who shame Toar. Right, it's a description of you. Shehu may osam ha miyashvim esair. You are among those who settle the city. V'gomim la yishuv. You contribute to the yishuv ha'ir. Voyatuyar bazeh Hashem, to be quote a Yoshev Ba'ir, that you are contributing to the settlement of the city, is only 30 days. There are three levels. There's to be a Ben Ha'ir, Anshe Ha'ir, if you're Beis Chodesh. To be a settler of the city, or of whatever, then you have to be there 30 days. If you want to say you are settling in the city, you are Yoshev Ben, it could be even Lefisha. But Nafkamin, if you leave, then you're not Yoshev Ben. The Elu HaTorim, in other words, not Yoshev Ben, but Anshe Ha'ir, or Yoshve Ha'ir, let's say you happen not to be there, you have to go out for some short visit somewhere else. Are you still called an Anshe Ha'ir? Yes. Are you still called a Yoshev Ha'ir? Yes. Even if you're not there physically right now. Listen to what he does with this. I'm sorry, the goyness of that. The Elu HaTorim, Yutztuku Gam Kishiyotzim Men, Behu Bimtsuas Hayam, you go off on the sea somewhere, Nikwa Yoshev Ha'ir Ploni. Avalo Yoshev Ha'ir. You go on in a boat somewhere, in a ship, going traveling overseas, or a plane, You are still called a Yoshev of that city. You're not a Yoshev bit. But Asher Al Kain, the Eir Anidachas to Siv Yoshev Ha'ir Ahi 30 days. When they gilog the Siv Yoshev Bi'arei Prazos, the Bi'arei is a field ben Yom Kori Pruz. And what he says based on this, you can, it's so beautiful. He says, Ashvei Yoshvei Veisecha, right? Ashvei Yoshvei Veisecha. What is Ashvei Yoshvei Veisecha? Yoshvim lefnei Hashem asher Torasa meginam. Here we get to the inyan of the Shmira of Torah. The Torah is protecting you. Ashvei Yoshvei HaYoshev beBeis HaMedrash. That's not good. Now, you're not supposed to be a Yoshev beBeis HaMedrash. Eina Me'usher. That's not Ashvei. Ashvei is not Ashvei Yoshvei beBeisecha. That wouldn't be an Ashvei. That wouldn't be worthy of an Ashvei. Ach HaMetuarim Yoshvei beBeis Hashem afil eina betocho. Kol makom shehu holech beiso imo, umachshav to mashvili makom kadosh. That's an ashvei. Aval, a contrast to that, he has another pasuk in Tehillim. Haluka halu avdi Hashem, omdim biveis Hashem baleilos. There it's pasuk shen enam omdim sham enam mahalim. Ela oskim edvar macherim. So haluka, to be mahalel Hashem, is ha'omdim biveis Hashem. Because if you're not biveis Hashem, you're not mahalel. However, an ashvei, to be an ashvei, it's not enough to be ashvei, someone who's yoshev biveis ha'medrash. You have to be ashvei yoshvei beisecha, and that means wherever you are yoshev beis ha'medrash. That's incredible. The ikar chiluk, however, is the etzem, without the extra, you know, nuggets of drush. This is already in my first drashen, if you see in the back of the Yorgamaris. He quotes the Torah of his Kasha, and he says there's Mechavet to the same Teretz. I don't know if he quotes the Chassam Sefer, but you'll see in the back, Pirish Rashi, Suvi Masal Amid Yom, Gamidachas Yoshveir, Hiksha, Haturei Evan B'Megillah. He says the Kasha is even stronger than it seems, because it's the same Amora Rava, he points out. Ha'yolo L'chazik Kushyaso Yosem Mirava O'Rava. Tahacha, who gave the teretz to Mechavkin, Yanchia and Yoshveir, who gave the teretz here? Rava. Hacha, Vahasam, Rava, who ha'omer, there too. Al the MS, lo kashamidis, is Mitosh Rashan, Kikanksiv, Yoshveir, Ir, Shushem, Hatoar, Upshita, Shabishivasam, Yom Echad, Beir, Lo Nechshvu, Adayim, Gatoshavim. When are you a Toshav? 30 days. Velo Yitoaru, Beshem, Yoshveir, Ir, Kiim, Dafkacha, Shekovu, Yishivasam, Shoshim, Yom, Nuchel, Korim, Beshem, Toar, Yoshveir, Ir. We find by mezuzah as well. Avosham ksiv hayoshvim bi'arei aprazos. The law doesn't say yoshvei arei aprazos. Shetevas hayoshvim einena shem hatoar kiem beinani poel shakavana meho anashim sheyoshvim sham be'esahu b'yom yudalit. Af pruz ben yomo nikrim pruz. Anyway, this is a chassam sefer already that says the same thing. I think there's, if you want to be mefalpel, there's other possible ways to learn. I don't want to get too bogged down. I had possibly another way, maybe for another occasion. Look in the rush. At least a gisha. I don't know if it's, you have to know how to run with this. But it seemed to me that if you learn pshat in that Gemara in Megillah, like the way the rush learns, different than Rashi, maybe there's another mahalach. It's going to mean that there, Yudal and Tezvav in some ways are shaykh to both. it doesn't take as much. Now, if you're going to be netak from being a ben yudalid, then menelo you're ben tesla by default, or vice versa. If you're netak from being a ben tesvav, you menelo the other one. So the way the Rashi learns the sugya, he learns that Rabbi's halacha would even be on first case of the Mishnah. He explains where Rashi learns, how he learns, but he wants to say pshat that if it's a ben ir shalach l'krach, and he finds himself in the krach, in the big city, on Yom Yudalit, and everyone else where he came from is reading now, the morning of Yudalit, and he's not there in the Yom Yudalit. So the Rush holds, pshat in that Gemara, that would already take away his status of Ben Ir, and he would have to leave in Yutezvav, wherever he might be on Tezvav, unbelievable. This guy might come back to the small city some point later on, and he'll have to read the next day, because he already lost his status as a Ben Ir, because he was in the big city on Yudalit, not where he came from. So I think, according to the Rush, I think there's room to start playing with this idea that it's not pshat so much that he's considered to be priz ben yomo, even though he's not there 30 days, so what do you mean? The answer is because this is a different halacha. Once you lose the status of one, memela you take on the other. And he's netak from being a ben yadal, memela he takes on the status of the other. And memela the same thing can be the other way around, because it's easier to switch, because here you're one or the other, and both days are shaykh in some respects to everybody, but there's a certain sense of distribution. This is priority for Ben Yudalit, this priority for Ben Tezvav, this priority for an ear, for a mukaf. But once we start changing the equation a little bit, then you end up switching to the other. So you don't have to become a total settler. Yes, there's a drasha pruz ben yomo nikra pruz, but it's really coming in a context. The context is the larger inyan of Yudalit and Tezvav. So I think that was at least the beginning of a mahalach. Okay, that's for inyan of Baba Basra. Okay.